Well, hi there. This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 245. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Have you ever known a fool? How about a person who's wise? In your experience, are there more of the foolish or more of the wise? Today, we're back in the book that teaches how to gain wisdom. We're reading Proverbs 16 and 17, and we're still in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 16. The reflections of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. Everyone with a proud heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. Wickedness is atoned for by loyalty and faithfulness, and one turns from evil by the fear of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. God's verdict is on the lips of a king. His mouth should not give an unfair judgment. Honest balances and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wicked behavior is detestable to kings, since a throne is established through righteousness. Righteous lips are a king's delight, and he loves one who speaks honestly. A king's fury is a messenger of death, but a wise man appeases it. When a king's face lights up, there is life. His favor is like a cloud with spring rain. Get wisdom, how much better it is than gold, and get understanding, it is preferable to silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. The one who guards his way protects his life. Pride comes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly of spirit with the humble than to divide plunder with the proud. The one who understands a matter finds success, and the one who trusts in the Lord will be happy. Anyone with a wise heart is called discerning, and pleasant speech increases learning. Insight is a fountain of life for its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. A wise heart instructs its mouth and increases learning with its speech. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. A worker's appetite works for him because his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A contrary man spreads conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent man lures his neighbor, leading him in a way that is not good. The one who narrows his eyes is planning deceptions. The one who compresses his lips brings about evil. Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness. Patience is better than power, and controlling one's temper than capturing a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 17. Better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and share an inheritance among brothers. A crucible for silver and a smelter for gold, and the Lord is the tester of hearts. A wicked person listens to malicious talk. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. The one who mocks the poor insults his maker, and one who rejoices over calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly, and the pride of sons is their father's. Eloquent words are not appropriate on a fool's lips. How much worse are lies for a ruler? A bribe seems like a magic stone to its owner. Wherever he turns, he succeeds. Whoever conceals an offense promotes love, but whoever gossips about it separates friends. A rebuke cuts into a perceptive person more than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. A cruel messenger will be sent against him. Better for a man to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his foolishness. If anyone returns evil for good, evil will never depart from his house. To start a conflict is to release a flood. Stop the dispute before it breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the just, both are detestable to the Lord. Why does a fool have money in his hand with no intention of buying wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a difficult time. One without sense enters an agreement and puts up security for his friend. One who loves to offend loves strife. One who builds a high threshold invites injury. One with a twisted mind will not succeed, and one with deceitful speech will fall into ruin. A man fathers a fool to his own sorrow. The father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man secretly takes a bribe to subvert the course of justice. Wisdom is the focus of the perceptive, but a fool's eyes roam to the ends of the earth. A foolish son is grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. It is certainly not good to fine an innocent person or to beat a noble for his honesty. The intelligent person restrains his words, and one who keeps a cool head is a man of understanding. Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent, discerning when he seals his lips. May God bless the reading of His Word. As I was getting my hair cut last week, I looked down at the black drape that my barber had put around me to keep the hair off, and I had to comment that I didn't like the color she had chosen to use. The black of the drape really showed how much gray hair I now have. Now, mind you, it's not all gray yet, but it seems like every time I go for a haircut, there is more and more of it. I guess I shouldn't feel so bad about it, though, based on Proverbs 16:31, which said, "Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness." Now, I know that the Lord is not at all interested in flattering us, but verses like this sure do help to ease the process of getting older. So today we learned that God really detests liars and dishonest business practices, impatient and easily angered people, disloyal and unfaithful friends, and much more. Of course, this is no surprise, but remember that Proverbs was given to us as a guide or a course on how to gain wisdom. It's filled with examples that contrast the wise with the fool. And given its purpose, it must be possible to learn wisdom. Of course, that's true because most of the wise people I've known are those who have been down the road a while. They are the, as my good friend Ron Plouffe of Griddle Cakes Radio says, they're the gray hairs. Have you ever noticed how unusual it is to find a young person with wisdom? It can happen, but you don't often walk away from a conversation with a young person saying, "Wow, what wisdom!" So if your answer to my question at the beginning of the show was that there are more foolish people than wise, be encouraged. Fools can learn to be wise. What they need is guidance from the Master. My encouragement to you is to be the wise person who is available to those that need wisdom so that you can point them to the source of wisdom. What do you think? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 245. Thanks for being here today. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Judges. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.